all the talk has been about defense, of course, but you guys play as big a role of making up for JJ being out as anybody. Could you talk about that, please?
Certainly. You know, I don't think anything changes offensively now that, you know, the news of JJ going on IR has come out. Bottom line, we need to score points, and we need to score a lot of them. And we knew that whether he was put on IR or not. So there's been a great focus on that. You know, I think Monday in practice we came out, we had a really good day. I think today was a little bit better, and I hope that the rest of the week keeps getting better and better, because we know we need to do our part offensively. I think the defense has done a tremendous job this year through the first three games, and now it's time for the offense to step up as a unit, finish drives, score points, protect the football, and do our part of the deal.
Did you worry about, like, because there is more pressure on you guys, that guys may try too hard? You know, Marcus Mariota said he's been trying too hard and it's leading to mistakes. How do you not do that?
Yeah, it's easier said than done, but you focus on what's relevant. You focus on what really matters. And really that boils down to doing your job, only your job, to the best of your ability, one play at a time. And as soon as that one play is done, good or bad, move on to the next one. And I think if you can keep a narrow focus, a laser focus that small, a lot of doing your job one play at a time, little by little, all those plays will add up, and hopefully it results in a lot of points scored.
Even though this is your fifth year, you haven't even started a full season with 10 starts under your belt. How important is that to you in your development? A lot of times people expect you to make miracles because you've been in the league 5 years, but you've only had 10 starts. Could you talk about that and your progress?
Yeah, you know, I don't think, in fact, I know for a fact, you know, I don't use, you know, my lack of starts as an excuse for anything. I expect myself to play at an extremely high level. You know, I have great confidence in my abilities and what I can do, and I have great confidence in the teammates around me to help me do my job. So I'm never going to use my lack of starts for an excuse or, you know, I'll figure it out eventually or anything like that. Bottom line, I expect to play at an extremely high level, an extremely high level right now.
When you look back at the film, what did you take from that to help you prepare for Tennessee?
Oh, there's a lot of things. But bottom line, I think it just boils down to decision-making and decision-making that results in scoring points.
Not making decisions quickly enough, or just making the wrong decisions?
Making better decisions that ends in scoring points.
Brock, at this early part of the season, there's a lot of young quarterbacks playing really well, more than usual. What do you attribute that to?
Oh, boy. You know, it's too hard. You know, you would really have to look at every individual case. You know, I think a lot depends. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. It starts with the offense that you're running, starts with how your team's playing. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And to be honest with you, I've been so consumed with what we're doing, trying to fix the issues that we currently have, game planning for defenses, watching film. I haven't really been able to watch too much other football at this point.
With colleges throwing the ball like crazy, you think that has anything to do with it?
You know, it might. You know, I do know for a fact that you know, it seems like there's camps for all ages, you know, starting almost at, you know, 7, 8 years old. There's a quarterback camp. There's a receiver camp. There's 7-on-7 that goes on year round, and that goes all the way up through high school. And there's competitive leagues. And then you're right, shoot, there's some schools that throw it 65 times a game. And I'm a firm believer that there's nothing that replaces game reps. So it seems like a lot of quarterbacks are getting a lot of game reps. And you know, that could certainly be part of, you know, why guys are playing so well.
Hey, Brock, I apologize we missed it, but your reaction to losing J.J. Watt, you know what a big figure he is on this team.
Certainly, yeah. You know, J.J. is a guy that you can't replace. You know, his body of work is second to none. Obviously, he's a tremendous football player, but he's an even better teammate, and he will certainly be missed. But bottom line, this is the National Football League. You know, big-time players get put on IR every single year. Every single team will face adversity at some point in their season, and it really just boils down to the next man up mentality. We have a ton of really good football players in that locker room across the hallway. We have a ton of great football players on defense, and that defensive line in particular, that I know are ready to step up. They will step up, and they'll have a great year.
Was it good to have a couple of days off, or was it bad to have a couple extra days off because of what happened Thursday? How do you view that?
Yeah, you know, anytime something like that happens, you always want to learn from it and move forward as fast as you possibly can. But, you know, we weren't able to control our schedule, and I think we had a great weekend off. We got refreshed. We got healthy for the most part, and we were able to get a bonus practice on Monday, and I think we've had great work heading into this Tennessee game.
Hey, even though you haven't played with Dwayne Brown, they said, you know, he'll be back for sure next week. But you've been around him. What do you think it'll mean to the offense when Dwayne's able to come back?
You know, I think it'll be tremendous. I really do. You know, Dwayne has been, you know, a brick wall, if you will, on that left side of the line for a long time. And he's certainly the leader in that room, and he's one of the leaders of this football team. And so to get him healthy, to get him back in the lineup, you know, I know it'll mean a great deal to a lot of people. It'll mean a great deal to him. And anytime you can get a player back of that caliber with that type of leadership, it'll be huge for your football team.
Brock, how do you feel like you're progressing as far as going through progressions when, you know, reading defenses, maybe not locking into one particular guy? That's one of the things you hear a lot from maybe if the critique of you so far. How do you feel like you're at that point?
Yeah, I think that's hilarious, to be honest with you. The critique comes from a whole lot of people that don't know my read on that play. They've probably actually never sat in an offensive meeting in their life, let alone a quarterback meeting in the National Football League. So that's why I don't look at Twitter. That's why no offense to anybody in here. I don't watch anything. I don't read anything. You know, I feel like I've done a great job of progressing in this offense. I feel like I get better every single week. I'm very comfortable with my reads. Certainly, I know I need to clean up my ball security issues of having 4 interceptions through 3 games. And that is something that I will clean up. But, yeah, that's about all I have on that one.
Brock, what do you see in Tennessee's defense?
Tennessee's defense, wow. You know, I see a group that, you know, they're tough, they're physical, and they fly around. You know, and I think it starts with their front and their linebackers. If you turn on the tape and you watch those guys play, they're getting after it. You know, those linebackers aren't afraid to stick their nose in anywhere. The defensive front's fast, they're physical, they're moving around, they're twisting, they're splitting gaps. So I know we have a great challenge ahead of us, you know, stopping their front and their linebackers. And then in the secondary, you know, you have a fairly veteran group back there. You know, you have some guys who have played a lot of football in this league. They recognize route concepts and patterns, and they make great plays on the ball. So I expect a great challenge on Sunday. I know we have a lot of work to do to be prepared for the Tennessee Titans, and I know it's going to be a hell of a game.